This is Jenna Dudevoir, and you're listening to K-Pod. Today I'm with Chip Perry, a senior manager with Calypso, and he is here to talk to us about challenges R&D organizations are facing today and what R&D leaders can do to help tackle these issues head-on. Thanks for joining us today, Chip, and welcome. Why don't you start off by telling us some of the challenges R&D organizations are facing in today's market?
Sure, Jenna. We're seeing a number of different situations. One is that as we come out of the Great Recession, organizations are keen to start to grow again, and often the R&D organization is confronted with a business growth strategy that is very, very aggressive. At the same time, while they likely have not lost resources during the recession, they certainly haven't gained them, and so they're being asked to do more with the existing resources that they have today. And they often struggle to know whether the way they have organized themselves is effective to help them meet the expectations of the organization in terms of growth. An example of that is having resources that are too thinly stretched, trying to support both new product initiatives while also maintaining the necessary maintenance on existing products that are in the market.
So Calypso has an R&D management framework to help R&D leaders with these challenges that you just talked about. Can you tell us more about why and how this was created?
Sure. We realized after working with a number of R&D organizations that there was a need to better frame how to optimize all the R&D resources and all the challenges and tasks that they're asked to do across a continuum of 9 areas that we mapped out that are both strategic and functional. For example, the key, the foundational area is of course, ensuring that there is an effective R&D strategy. But in addition, we look at portfolio management capability, the talent management, the regulatory and compliance capabilities of an organization, as well as project management and, of course, their innovation capabilities. And this framework simply allows the organization to step out of the day-to-day and look at what they do and how they do it through a very effective structure that looks at their processes, their tools, the organization, and the metrics that they use to evaluate how well they do what they do.
Sounds really interesting. Can you give us an example of how it has been used with a client?
A good example of how we use the R&D management framework is with a consumer product goods food client of ours. And this is a global food company that has R&D centers in 9 regions around the world. And they realized that as they were aspiring to go to market as an aligned global organization, that they lacked global alignment and that they had these centers duplicating work, and they were failing to leverage good ideas from one region to the next. And therefore, they struggled to deliver dependable results for the business. So we attacked this challenge by using the R&D management framework as the basis for a tailored 200-question assessment. And we interviewed the R&D teams in all 9 regional centers. And we calibrated these responses through a quantitative approach and benchmarked them versus our own industry experience. And based on the findings and the insights, we were able to work with our client to help them implement a global food service and regulatory organization, develop new product development and project and portfolio management processes, and begin the journey of a collaborative PLM technology implementation.
Okay, Chip. Well, thank you so much for your time today and looking forward to hearing more about the R&D management framework.